I want to start off with, oh, can you hear me just now? Oh, hey. I've been saying all this really prolific, cool, enlightened stuff. I'm sorry you missed that part of the show. But my name is Elizabeth Cook, and I guess I'm a singer-songwriter, so I'm going to play y'all some songs. I want to start off with one that I just wrote, like, today, so it's probably going to be a pretty huge disaster. But I thought, since it's the Songwriter Festival, wouldn't that be interesting about the process and exciting for everyone involved? Because I'm probably going to mess it up really bad, but I don't have a complete plan yet. But y'all get that. I'm not worried. I swear I'm trying to rehabilitate. I've said and told strangers what I contemplate. I've opened doors, I've thrown out the razors. I walk straight through the emotional craters. I've listed goodbyes, talk to nobody was on my side. I made big plans and I changed my mind. There's all kinds of women I'm not the easy kind. The easy kind. Well, I feel capo, I think. Let's see. I know this guy, he all wrong for me. He wears them shirts that are tripping on LSD. I'm as high as a kite on diesel fumes. He got me sporting bell bottoms and braids to school. Never thought he'd get this far. Certainly not in that kind of funky ass car. He been picking me up every day at the curb in his 1972 Reaper. Bocomino, it's brown and tangerine with me. It drinks on gasoline with me. El Camino. I told him your car is creepy, man, and not in a gangster kind of way, but in a perv kind of way. You got a lot of nerve driving that kind of car and taking me fishing out to the park. You're like some dude on blow, and that movie looking nice. And this Friday night, you wanna go to the fight. Say El Camino, it's brown and tangerine for me. It drains on gasoline, but me, no, I'll lean and I'm sick of me. Well, after Saturday, Matt and a roller derby, we went parking and things got blurry. I thought, man, I can't get much hotter. And then I caught a whiff of that Pina Colada. And we were making love in the disco era. And he was Travolta and I was Farrah. I was like, man, what is happening here? Dude must have put a quaalude in my beer. And if I wake up married, well, I just have to annul it right now. My hands are in that mullet. And that for me, it's brown and tangerine for me. It drains on gasoline with me. No, it lean and I'm sick with me. No, it smell like Listerine with me. No, I'm lean and I'm sick with me. No, it drains on gasoline with me. No, it come me. Really packed my stuff last night, and nothing's organized, you know. But whatever. I got off the last tour. I gained 5 pounds. I had to go get some new jeans. I got on my Huskaroos, and they're really nice fabric. And I thought, oh, maybe I should stand up to play tonight, because I got my new Huskaroos, you know. But I went to my sister's, and her cat like clawed up like snagged my damn Huskaroo jeans already. Well, now I'm not sure what I'm doing. I'll do this. I was born down in Central Florida to my mother, who was a hillbilly singer from Charleston, West Virginia. And when my daddy got out of jail for running moonshine with the mafia, he moved in next door to her. And it was her lucky day. And they'd each had 5 children by a previous marriage, leaving lots and lots of material for me. She asked for her mom's barrel, no fire and potato soup. She gonna dress tight in the cube. She was a whole family in the loop. She can outsmart death like a storm, man. She's a cat with 99 lives. She's my Helen and sister. I've known her all of my life. She's my Helen and sister. And I hate to see her go. And I hate to see her running on the end of the same old road. She pushes a tiny needle. It's like the devil's DNA. It takes her somewhere, she just gotta go, but can't afford to stay. She stripped for a while in Connecticut. She's been married at least 5 times. Every one of them men was crazy about it, so she married a couple of them twice. She's a certified underwater welder. She can cook clean and crochet. She can flash a smile for a sweet weary soul that'll melt all your doubts away. She's my Hellenic sister, and I hate to see her go. And I hate to see her moaning on the end of the same old road. She high up a homeless shelter, and she's hanging out with my niece. She don't notice the holes in the clothes of her perverted Orlando lace. Been so mad I wanted to kill her. So what, I had to cry. Such crazy stories I can't help but laugh. So scared when she's gonna die. She called outside of Atlanta. Been dodging the big old trucks. You know she cleaned up Tennessee one time before. She just needs a couple hundred bucks. And she just needs to be with us. We all say thank God, Mom. She ain't here to go through it this time. She in heaven telling them, making county cops, better give her baby a ride. And they got to her just in time. She my Hellenic sister, and I hate to see her go. And I hate to see her ruining all the end.
Working on a new record, getting ready to start trying. Can't believe it. It's been a good while. Back in 2012, my daddy died, and then my mother-in-law died, and my father-in-law died, and my brother died, and my brother-in-law died, and the farm burned down. And my sister got a divorce, and I got a divorce. And it was a very busy 2 years. And some folks think it left me a little emotionally unstable, but whatever. Right, I'll do this one. That sort of leads into this story. Right about this time last year, a little earlier, I met this guy named Pancakes. And I really, really, like, fell in for this guy pretty hard. And I'm like, oh, man, I am not in a place to be getting to a relationship. Nobody thinks this is a good idea, including me. It's a terrible idea. And I tried to tell him, this is a terrible idea. And he was like, oh, don't worry, girl. So I took him out on the road with me this last summer, and I was in the room, you know, a hotel room, and I'm nervous a lot and stuff, and it was weird and awkward at times, and he's everybody. So I was just get on the phone with the therapist. And I'm tired of talking to damn therapists. Like, I'm gonna work on my poems. So I wrote this song called Solitary Inner Tube. I need to learn to be in a room with you. That turning myself into you, and I lose my point of view. No, you don't, but yes, I do. Stay home. This is a song about drunk sex. I'll cross my legs for this one. I don't let any drunkards in. They can't get far anyway. And don't you hate it when the wrapper to the thing sticks to the thing? What, a wrapper ever hurt anybody? Anybody ever ingested any wrapper? J-Lo, 50 Cent. J-Lo, not a rapper. Why can't I just let you love me? We've been working all weekend. It's Saturday. We can roll around like a weight off our back. You thought you'd celebrate with a nice cold 12. You say yes to beer, you say no to booty. You holler, come on, babe, why are you acting so snooty? Well, if you slept with a drunk man, you understand it's not that hard. It's common knowledge around here. When you say yes to beer, you say no to booty. I just want some good vibrations, that's all. We can't have a mansion or platinum illness, but we can't have a good time and we can't have sex. I'm so great with Amen. You say yes to beer, you say no to booty. You holler, come on, babe, why are you acting so snooty? Well, if you slept with a drunk man, you understand it's not that hard. It's common knowledge around here. When you say yes to beer, you say no to booty. Aw, it's common knowledge around here. Aw, and I look so good now. You say no to booty. On the bus and tell Todd I'd knock their lights out. Almost. So I'm working, starting to work on the new album. I need to do a few of these new ones. I've got to learn them. They would prefer that I did to be good. So I'm trying to work on them. The new record is going to be called Sympathetic Donkey. And every song on it, it either needs compassion or is someone who is in the act of giving compassion. So this song came from, the first 5 years of my touring career, there was nowhere for me to go that they could find me a place to play except England. So for every summer, I would go to England every summer, and their summers suck. It was just, and my birthday's in July, and I would just always get like a piece of sponge something with some jam on it. It just wasn't right. It wasn't the same. It's like, damn, are you having some Duncan Hines or something? Anyway, I would get over there and I kind of get the blues pretty bad. And this one year we got this touring vehicle and it needed a certain type of gas in it, and we put the other kind in it. So when we pulled out from, we're just outside a little truck stop outside of London, and we pulled out and it just went immediately. So I spent that birthday sitting up on this embankment watching cars go by on their version of, like, what's the one of the big I-75? Like, theirs called like the M25. And it's no matter how much you have your shit together, when you're sitting outside your car and the other people are whizzing by, I felt bad about myself. Like, even though I was like, I have a tour card and I can pay for this and someone's on their way. But at that moment, you just kind of, I didn't feel good. So I wrote this song called Broke Down in London on the M25.
The sun don't ever hardly break through. Oh, Union Jack, it's overdue. I'm sitting in the dry, bristling grass, the embankment of the lower class. Well, over and over and over again. Friend, lover, lover, friend. And I'm all up in that discontent. The glamour, glory, lights and red. The devil knock, and then walk pride. Broke down in London on the M25. I was born to tame a dragon, keep my daddy on the wagon. Money's way out of East Kentucky, but he believed that he was lucky.
Listen to that dangerous guitar lick.
Spare the tires and feast on dust. Get high on fumes and grit and lust. Well, I have learned to love the light. I can drag myself dry, long as I can stay alive. Broke down in London on the M25. I have not known enough lovers. Watch my hands turn to my mother's. Oh, and a shame what they did to her back. She rolled out of bed and can't lay. Sun don't ever hardly break through. Oh, Union Jack, it's overdue. I'm sitting in the dry, bristly grass, the embankment of the lower class. And over again. Friend, lover, lover, friend. The devil knocks and in walks pride. Broke down in London on the M25.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm gonna try this. This is a new one too, and it's sort of a continuation about my sister that's in the heroin addict sister song. For a little while, she came and lived with my brother on his land in South Georgia, and she got into taking the government's heroin known as methadone. And that was a mess. You think drug, like street dealers are unreliable. It was the biggest pain. Like, she had to be driven every day to a place far away. And and she felt so bad. She's battling this addiction, and she's trying to keep everybody not mad at her all the time. And I just really felt bad for the constant hustle that it felt like she just had to be on all the time. And so I wrote this song for her. It's called Methadone Blues. Now don't be a doubter, don't be a cynic. All I ever need is a ride to the clinic. How does the sweat keep coming out of my head? It's like a number two pencil with a little extra lead. This is such a nice and well-made car. 90 miles to Jacksonville don't seem so far. I've been up all night, I can tell you all the news. Methadone, methadone, methadone blue. Ooh, 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 ooh. Now I don't like the looks of my latest dealer. Starch, white, lab, old socialistic healer. Totally neat and totally clean. I went up 3 mil, now I'm back down 3. But feeling so much better, clear-headed and fluent. Now let the weed got a little structure to it. If we need gas money, sell what I don't use. Methadone, methadone, methadone blue. Called East Nashville, and it's a really great place, and it used to be all these great houses really close to downtown. So if you either like needed a place to sell crack, or you were a musician that got a record deal for 30 minutes, you could buy an old really cool house that was falling down and pull it back together. So on the backs of a lot of artists and really great crack dealers in East Nashville, the neighborhood has really started coming up, and now it's getting all super gentrified. And I don't know which direction they can see the ocean from these condos they're building, but apparently they can see the ocean up there. They must. But there's still some sketchy pockets, and in one particular street called Lillian Street, now dwarfed and shadowed by these giant beach houses, is still a little ramshackle house that belongs to the Tudors family. And about 12 years ago, their daughter was walking to school and was never seen again since then. She was 12 years old, and it seemed like the economics of the situation dictated some of the attention that the case got. The reward money was really small and slow, and it just seemed like not a lot got behind it for a minute. And it gets more attention now, but you know how crucial it seems those first few days are. So I just thought what that must feel like to be your mama. And I grew up pretty poor, and if that had happened to me, we'd have probably been in the same boat. So I wrote this song for Tabitha Tudor's mama.
You wouldn't know about faded flowers in the yard. It's fenced they're broken and time goes hard. The sun can't be shining all over town. But here one solitary cloud hangs round. She dusts her room and straightens her shoes. She might walk again tomorrow for 6 o'clock. She's pretty, but the world hardly looks old. When your mama makes lunch and your daddy drives a truck, she can't help but notice what she knows there. Let her mind linger too long there. There's a number in my 12-year-old face in a file in Nashville labeled cold case. And no box man still calls the heat. Ruffled curtains blow on the street. By sex offenders live on this street. Whole goddamn world's crawling with creeps. Too close to where her dress is twirled. Too close, too late, too bad, little girl. One people that have a lot of heart. Who's worth more than $5,000? Elizabeth Smart. Please pray for Tabitha Tudor's mama. Even if you don't pray at all, please pray for Tabitha Tudor's mama. Even if you don't pray at all, still in her heart, still in her head, still cut up on a pallet at the foot of the bed. Too close to where her dress is torn. Too close, too late, too bad, little girl.
Great news. Yeah. Be here. There's got light bulbs coming in from Lowe's. Beautiful day in Alpharetta. I'm grateful to get to be here and do this. I'm on the back. Totally on the back of my brother and my mentor, Ty Snyder. He's going to be playing a little bit later. He made me come out and play solo. I haven't ever really done this by myself. I'm used to having a band and I walk around looking all badass and stuff. So this is a little bit different, a little bit, but we'll be all right. Let's see. He got this one off Welder. He got all of the money tied up, the guitars, his posters hanging up.
said tear bucket up by the microphone stand. Now you gonna think about it, you my rock and roll band. Well, I tried to run him off and set the record straight. He said, girl, you know better now, we're soulmates. Only one speaker working and his amps blown out. Doesn't get what the hell the Grateful Dead is about. There's a gold lightning bolt in one of his ears. Likes to talk about Elvis, but only in the sun years. He got she's so early when his records on the floor. A force to Jimi Hendrix on his bedroom door. He didn't go to college, but he's read a lot of books. He made one time for money and one time for looks. Well, there's always fist fighting and drama in the band over cigarette ashes in a Budweiser can. He left town one time and didn't call me for 3 days, but he lets me know he loves me in other ways. Got my name spelled out on a dagger tattoo. Says I'm the only woman that he talked to. Thank Brando and the Wild One and the Mystery Train. This proved the rock and roll cannot be explained. Knows all kinds of money that don't believe in death. Well, he'll be the first to tell you it ain't over yet. Sometimes we're sitting Nancy or Courtney and Kurt. We get higher than heaven, we get lower than dirt. It's the fight and the loving that make it work. Too lazy to be mean and too mean to hurt. Make up and take me shopping at the Southern Thrift. Thanks the devil for his story and God for his gift. He got all of the money tied up in guitars. His post was hanging up at an east side bar. Says it's still fucking up by the microphone stand. Now you don't think about it, he my rock and roll man. Now you don't think about it, he my rock and roll man. My rock and roll man. He's my rock and roll man. Thank you so much. I'll leave you with this one. My name is Elizabeth Pitt. I really appreciate you guys coming out tonight to support Sarah Solar. It's really cool. Beautiful evening here in Alpharetta. Well, she is a socialite, a decent housewife, and she makes a mean lasagna. So when the mechanic said, now, lady, don't you panic, but this one is gonna cost you. She said, no, don't need my engine rebuilt, just check the oil and change the bill. Hey, honey, I know you thought you saw me come. Well, sometimes it takes balls to be one. Sometimes it takes balls to be one. Here I'm standing up to this test while wearing a party dress. And sometimes looks, but they can be deceiving when you're quietly overachieving. Oh, sometimes it takes balls to be a woman. Says I should repent for the money I spent on shoes and bags and jewelry. Where the hell with that, my hard working ass ain't gonna sit before a jury. I send him that mighty small price to pay for all this love I send your way, hey, honey. When it comes down to the plumbing and the ovaries and the uterus, but sometimes it takes balls to be a woman. Sometimes it takes balls to be a woman. Hey, I'm standing up to this test. I'm wearing an uncomfortable party dress and sometimes looks, but they can be deceiving. You're quietly overachieving.
sometimes it takes balls to be a woman. Look at Donnie and Loretta, they still live it to the letter. Oh, sometimes it takes balls to be a big, 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 big balls to be. Oh, sometimes it takes balls to be.
Thank you for coming out. Appreciate y'all. Thank you.